down, 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 down.
An old woman can sit. An old man can sit. A chump can sit. A coward can sit. Anything can sit. Well, you and I have been sitting long enough, and it's time today for us to start doing some standing and some fighting to back that up.
Holding it down and fighting the power. Power. It's power. Breakdown FM. Radio, radio, radio. With the meaning.
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
Economy right now, it's extremely supporting of the president and his policy.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage.
Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrators.
Mother so-and-so and a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
You can't fool all the people all of the time, but if you fool the right ones, then the rest will fall behind. Tell me who's got control of your mind, your worldview. Is it the news or the movie you taking your girl to? Know what I'm saying? Cause Uncle Sam got a plan. If you examine what they telling us, then you will understand what they planting in the seeds of the next generation. Feeding our children miseducation. No one knows if there's UFOs or any life on Mars, or what they doing when they up in the stars. Because I don't believe a word of what the president said. He filling our head with lies, got us hypnotized when he be speaking in cold words about crime and poverty, drugs, welfare, prisons, guns, and robbery. It really means us. There's no excuse for the slander, but what's good for the goose is still good for the gander, see?
I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed Huey because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. Computer chip in my arm. I don't wanna die by a nuclear bomb. I said we all rush the Pentagon, pull out guns and grab the intercom. My first words would be, I believe man made God out of ignorance and fear. If God made man, then why the hell would he put us here? I thought he's supposed to be the all-loving, the same God who let Hitler put the Jews in the ovens. We don't fall for the regulars. They try to feed us all this half-ass leadership, flipping position. They turn politician and shut the hell up and follow tradition. Boy, your TV screen is telling lies to your vision. Every channel got some great. Watch cop the watch running up slaves, in cribs, slaves. Claiming that they earn shots. It's a plot. But Buster, can you tell me who's greedier? The big corporations, the pigs, or the media? Sign of the times, terrorism on the rise. Commercial airplanes falling out the skies like flies. Make me wonder what secrets went down with Ron Brown, who burned the churches to the ground with no evidence found. It's not coincidence. It's been too many steady incidents. It could have been the Klan who put that bomb at the Olympics, but it probably was the FBI. Deep at the core, cause if they make us all panic, they can start martial law. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed Huey because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. You killed Huey because you knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is motherfucking propaganda.
Great love. love and a great understanding, and that we try to extend this to the general black population, and also people, oppressed people all over the world. And I think that we differ from some other groups simply because we understand the system better than most groups understand the system. And with this realization, we attempted to form a strong political base based in the community with the only strength that we have, and that's the strength of a potentially destructive force if we don't get freedom.
You have to realize that everything that you do in this country is political. Every move you make is political, and every move that white people or the ruling class makes against black people is political.
Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon, and on the phone lines is one of my heroes. I seen him go on Fox News today and do what many of us have been wanting folks who have a revolutionary or progressive train of thought do. He shut them down. We're talking about the one and only M1 from Dead Prez, and we had to bring you on the show today because everybody's been talking about the Don Imus situation, and you gave a brilliant breakdown of the situation, especially with a news agency that was trying to demonize you, and we wanted to follow up and get a much clearer perspective of how we should be looking at this. So first of all, for people who didn't see it, you want to kind of describe what happened to you this afternoon?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you, David D, for allowing me to air my voice on where the people can really hear me. I want to say, you know, a respective thanks to all the organizations out there, all the revolutionaries who standing up for our community. Basically what happened was I received a call from the Fox News people about how they wanted me to respond from the rapper's point of view or perspective about the statements that the cracker Don Imus had said about our sisters. So for me, it was a double-edged sword, and the blade, I knew it could cut both ways, because we know who the bourgeois media in that Fox represents is, you know what I mean? And I was asked to be a part of a guy named Neil Cavuto's show, and so I agreed to do it, and I sat in with him 6 minutes and tried to convey what I thought would be a perspective that that would empower our people out of this. Rappers are also guilty of doing whatever he is said to have done. And it turned into something totally different.
Now, for people who don't know, basically with the way they set this up was they had you come on the air, and then they basically said, well, here's M1, and they pulled up your lyrics from your group Dead Prez, and basically said, you guys are just as racist and just as bad as Don Imus, and they tried to put you all in the same boat. How are you not the same?
Well, I mean, I think it's evident for us. I'll make it clear for you. One, because our historical relationship to the system. One, I don't say ho at all.
That was a good point. He brought that up. He said ho and the B word, and you was like, Dead Prez never uses those words.
Yeah, we don't say those words. And even if I did, it would be in reference to my relationship to the system and to our oppression. See, my legacy is the legacy of the freedom fighter who was enslaved, and he has the legacy of the oppressor. Even though he might not have been outright about his oppression in the media, on TV, we know that he feels this way because these thoughts are not ones that happen just overnight. You know, these thoughts, the nappy-headed hole didn't happen out of the blue. It is from a philosophy that comes deep within, you know, the white bourgeois perspective. So we are not different, mainly because I am a representative, like I said there, of anti-colonial army that's fighting for freedom inside my community, that's represented through the rap music. And he is an undercover racist who has been undercover for 40 years and been exposed, with no surprise to me, but with much surprise to other people.
We've been talking with M1 from the group Dead Prez. You know, you were talking about the relationship, the historical relationship we as black people have to the colonizer. Break that down a little bit clearer for people who don't understand those words, so we get a so the average cat on the block can kind of really understand where that how that works.
Okay, well, David D, I'm gonna be candid. Here we have it, and this conversation has been had for a while. They say that bitch and hoe and nigga are words of choice of our community, and that we are guilty of perpetrating these words with historical reference to our oppression. You know what I mean? Because bitch is a female dog, and they use that to call our women that to degrade us. And nigga, as people have, obviously know, in many words, is connected to ignorance. And even though it's redefined by even our heroes like Tupac, and of course, ho happened way before 1976 or 79 when hip hop came into play. The ho is in a relationship to our system. So boom. So when I say that, when we talk about these words and our relationship to the words, a lot of times, like Rosie O'Donnell's stupid ass said on The View, oh, it's cool because they have reclaimed their words and now they make it different. But it's different when we say this word, and it's different than when our oppressor uses this word. And we don't condone it, which is the reason why I don't use it in my rap. You know, because I believe, I know the power of, I know word sound power has much energy in our universe, and will resurrect us out of this, us out of the situation we're in. However, the relationship when Don Imus says nappy headed hoe, he says it from the point of view of the oppressor, of the downpressor, of the person who has been, you know, responsible for our misery for 500 years, you know, and you can't just take him out of that context. Even if he says he made a mistake, it's not a mistake. Colonialism was no mistake. Capitalism was not a mistake. It was done intentionally, and he is in cahoots with the whole system. So I hope people can understand, and I'm not letting anybody off the hook. Matter of fact, I want us to take personal responsibility. All the rap artists, or anyone, or any artist of any kind, who is a part of promoting saying nigga or bitch or hoe degradingly, unless you're using it against the oppressor, which I'm okay with, then I say we got to come to some sort of convention about these terms so that we can, you know, eliminate them from our vocabulary. They're much more powerful words we can use. However, there's a difference. There's a difference between our oppressor and us. We have a different legacy all the way to today, and we can't forget it.
Well, that's real clear, and I'm glad you made that point, and as you did very eloquently on the news channel. You know, one of the things that people have brought up, they said, well, why are we allowing this guy who is over the hill, out of touch, and nobody really knows who he is except for a particular audience, why are we allowing him to consume our time when we have Hurricane Katrina to deal with, the aftermath of that, or we have the Sean Bell situation where he got shot 50 times? Why are we allowing this to happen? And is there a place and a time, and is there a need to address an issue like that, or are we being distracted from more important work?
Now, that's the reason why I went even on this interview with the white bourgeois media to begin with, was to be able to expose the distraction that this is becoming, the diversion ultimately that this is. However, they turned it into an anti-dead press fest, but that's fine with me. I'm full understanding that these issues are not of the most critical political importance to our community. We're being undermined everywhere we are, socially, economically, everywhere we look, and these issues are so detracted. As I said to my comrade Rosa Clemente, and as I said to the students of Oberlin College, where I am right now in Cleveland, where I was speaking last night, I tried to ignore this issue as much as I could. I tried to ignore the crack of Don Imus, but he wouldn't ignore me. He couldn't ignore me, so I had to address it. But even though, in the face of the most important issues that we have, is the gentrification of New Orleans in the Gulf Coast area, which is the number one issue in any community in the U.S. right now, and around the world should be, you know. So I'm clear. I'm clear of the diversion that's being held here, and that's the main reason why I went even there to be able to convey that. And I'm glad that you, and we know you are. We know you, the rider. We know, you know, you're the people's champ. So I don't even have to say nothing else about who David D is. So thank you for at least understanding that was my position and is my position.
And, you know, also for the benefit of our audience, can you let people know the political decisions that you all make when you use your words? That was the other thing that I picked up. that you're very deliberate when you use your words and when you use your phrases. Some of it is to empower, some of it is to punch a hole in the chest, but it's not by a random mistake. And maybe you can contrast that with what, you know, what has been taking place on these airwaves daily, as you also pointed out. Don Imus calling people nappy-headed hoes is a regular, everyday occurrence with a lot of these talk shows.
Yeah, and even him, it just came out on air. And even him, I want to say that these are practices that are held every day, even in his mouth. I don't care how much they say he gives to who or what. We recognize his contradiction ultimately, pardon the noise. Ultimately, yes, we choose our words as revolutionaries. We choose our words as representatives of our struggle. That's the reason why if I say the word bitch, I'm talking about the system is a bitch. If I'm talking about pimping the system, I'm never talking about pimping my sister. You understand what I'm saying? And Dan Perez is conscious of exactly where we want to go and where we want to be in the future. The thing is, we are doing and we are walking in the legacy of people like Fred Hampton Sr. of the Black Panther Party, who says so eloquently that we have to speak in plain proletarian English. That means in the language of the people. So a lot of times, our elders even can criticize Dan Perez, or you curse too much. Well, I don't mind shitting them, but I do mind words like bitch, nigga, and hoe, if not used in the right context. And I know we have to redefine the terms. Tupac redefined N-I-double-G-A. I even reject that today, because we have to be even more progressive than that. But I do know that Dead Prez is purposefully using the words, choosing the words that we use so that it can forward our movement for freedom, to break the chain of that imperialism has on the necks of our people everywhere we are, not just in the U.S., but all around the whole world. So we hope to be world representatives when we speak the language we speak. And that's the reason we say Uhuru, because it means freedom. Outside of the U.S., it means freedom. Around the world, it means freedom. And we speak all languages in that way to empower our people.
You know, I went to Nairobi earlier this year, and I know you've been all over the world, Brazil and all these places, and I was very surprised to see that some of the commercially driven rap songs, you know, the bling bling types and all that, are now being used by corporations as a way to undermine the revolutionary spirit of a lot of these artists overseas. And yeah, Maybe you can comment on that along with this as a backdrop. I think we had this conversation a long time ago, and if I may paraphrase, you were basically saying there's going to come a point in time when everybody's going to have to pick a side, because your actions are going to dictate what side you're on anyway. And it seems like we're coming to that crossroads where a lot of the folks who continue to throw money at the video cameras and talk about how much of a pimp they are, they're now rapidly becoming very clear to a lot of people, at least overseas, that they're on the side of the oppressor. Can you comment on how that analysis is now starting to take place?
Well, I like to say that there is no neutral. There is no neutral nowhere we go, no matter what it is. It can be gangster music, it's not neutral. It can be hypey music, it's not neutral. It can be crunk music, it is not neutral. We have to understand that, and you're right, everything is political. You have to pick a side. They have to choose a side. Because even if you are able to pick, you being the experienced listener who's able to pick between the nuances of rapper versus that rapper and who this one thinks they belong to, there's ultimately a price to pay, because the world's ears are listening. The world is waiting for the revolution to happen, and it's waiting for the unchainable masses to speak for themselves and not through the oppressor. So that's what's happening right now in rap music. That's what's happening in our community, and the world is listening to it. The world is our stage. South Africa is going through revolution, and we are the ones who are supposed to be echoing these sentiments. Venezuela is going through these revolutions, and we are the ones who are supposed to be echoing these sentiments. So we have to be careful and be picky and choosy about who you make your leadership, i.e. who you buy.
That's real talk right there. Are you surprised that there have been so much rejection towards this music? In particular, talking about the poll that the University of Chicago came up with to find that 60% of people, black kids, teenagers, 16 to 24, are rejecting most of the music that is coming across these corporate airwaves. Are you surprised to see that, in spite of the constant airplay and the constant offering of this music that is being rejected by those very communities that one would think would be embracing it.
Not surprised. We've been there. You know, it's nothing new to our ears. I think it was bubbling and waiting to surface. And there is a true sentiment that's waiting to be expressed. It's one that the system, their record labels have not captured, and it's one that's so significant that they can't ignore it anymore. So, no, it's no surprise to me. Of course, you know, David, we've been there for many years, and we've been waiting for our people to come and stand on the same ground we're standing on, you know.
Now, lastly, what's happening with the Sean Bell situation, and where are you guys at on that as we get ready to close out?
Well, here we are. They dragged Sean Bell through the mud. Here they go. They criticized him. They've now created him. They've made him a monster in our eyes, or someone who at first could not be demonized because he was, according to them, a stand-up citizen. And just like our sisters on Rutgers basketball team, even if they had been all been gun-toting gangsters, Imus had no way. There was no way even that he should even be able to stand and say the things that he said about our sisters. No, even then, no way. But okay, but in Sean Bell's case, I just want to say this. They once again criminalize our community in order so that they can smooth over the consequences that they're going to have to bear. Where we at, community? It's time to stand up. Where we at, hood? Where we at, working class? Where we at, folks? It's because it's serious. It's serious time. They're going to go in. They're going to make what happened to him less and less and less of a crime and more and more and more pill able for us to swallow. Say, well, it's okay. Well, he dealt a little drugs. Or if there was another dude and he had a gun or whatever it was, we have to continue to fight. We have to never let this man's name die. We have to remember him along with all the other executed African soldiers in our community, including Amadou Diallo, so many. If you want to name out on the West Coast, there was a young lady in Seattle who was recently murdered, Kendra James.
Right, right.
We have to name Tyron Lewis in St. Petersburg, Florida. I just want to say these names across your airways so I can let people know it ain't just happening in New York. It's happening everywhere, and we can't just let it go by. So don't let them criminalize us, and that's what they intend to do. Thank you, David D., for letting me have at least these words in this crowded environment. I hope it came through loud and clear for the people.
No, I think it did, and we appreciated them, one. And finally, I just want to say for our listeners, that when you know, and I think you said this at the beginning, when you choose to engage that system, in this case Fox, you got to be very strategic. It was coincidental that they called me up earlier this morning before you came on to try to get me to go on the Fox News show, actually Bill O'Reilly. And I turned that down with the anticipation that it was a setup. And what they would have probably done, now that I saw that you went on the air, they wouldn't have asked me to comment on the pimp and hoe type of rap records. They would have probably pulled out your lyrics and made me comment on those. But you were the better person to respond to your own lyrics because you definitely shut them down. But we have to be aware when we go on those things that it's not about trying to just be seen and heard, that we should have a strategy in mind.
All day. When we together on this, mind you, when they called me, I immediately called Stick, and I immediately called Rosa, and I immediately called Bakari, and I immediately called Monifa, and I immediately called everybody who I know can have anything to say or any opinion about what I should do, and that's the way I move, because I know we have to move as one, as a community. So I will be calling David D, and I hope that this will be our real hood CNN. Fuck Fox. Fuck Fox. Fuck Fox.
There you go. M1 from Dead Prez, we appreciate it, man, and thank you very much for holding it down.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Peace.
Our people are poor, and you know, damn real, nobody wants to be poor. This play is going to show how the pigs react when the people start to take community control over what belongs to them and liberate it back.
Sometimes I just don't care. Murderation, modern handgun education. price of your life is going up. It ain't inflation, incrimination. They got my picture at the station. Elimination, state to state, we eating by this nation. Them belly full, my trigger finger got pulled to cut the bull shot to warm your flesh like wool. These tools for survival make fools out of rivals. The Bible, get on your knees and praise my rifle. Your life is done, there ain't another place to run. Eat your own gun, scared because my people never known fun.
Cops ride by on the streets and blow my friends away. I try to smoke enough lie to take my sins away. This ENJ befriend us in its own special way, son. We live for the day, the only way done. The violence in me reflect the violence that's around me. I choose that wildly, Mr. Charlie keep his eye on me to figure my head. But them kissing is dead. We learning chokeholds with fisherman's thread. I read the art of Sun Tzu in a couple of days. Used to practice kung fu with this that's like double my age. And you can put this on the government's grave. Somebody paying for the way we have to suffer enslaved. Assassination. Word up. I swear on the president's grave, I'm sick of living in this book.
Slavery.
Move down and take it to the full length. Meet us up on Capitol Hill, and we can get up in some real. You ain't even safe with a full clip. I swear on the president's grave, I'm sick of living in this book.
Slavery.
Move down and take it to the full length. Meet us up on Capitol Hill, and we can get up in some real. Assassination. Yeah.
Baby. I know you're not a little boy anymore, but I remember when I cuddled my bundle of love in my arms while my soul smiled deep, staring into the face of the child who would become my warrior.
This is for the food, clothes, and shelter, and for the land, bread, and housing. This is for the children's education, and for the next generation. For my family, for my that understand me, for my brothers on the rebound, and for my sisters on lockdown.
Yo, it's been almost 10 years, nearly a decade, they can't fade me. I made the money ain't made me. Whatever ain't killed me made me stronger, man, they can't break me. It took my mama 12 years to break free. Now she's sitting at the head of the dinner table saying a prayer. Nam yo ho, renge kyo. Just as these old folk, dog, they know. They tell me life is not a cycle, it's a spiral, so I get higher. Wonder why we made Let's Get Free. I was investing all I had in my community, buying black, cause my mentality is RBG. Not just some colors on a wristband, I put it like this, man. Me and my man Stick done been through a lot, from eating Raymond out the pot to seeing Cayman on the yacht. And yo, even though we may disagree, we still family. Through him I see a better man than me. I take this friendship over this rap any day. Better revolutionary than a rapper anyway. This is an oath to she and Lisa, Annie Twayla, Takari and Naraya and Alicia. You gotta keep the fire burning.
This is for the food, clothes, and shelter, and for the land, bread, and housing. This is for the children's education, and for the next generation. For my family, for my that understand me, for my brothers on the rebound, and for my sisters on the lockdown.
What it do, world? It's your boy Stickman, Dead Prez, RBG, for life, not for show, but for show. You listening to The Breakdown FM.
Hey, this is Chairman Free. I'm the Junior coming to you live and direct from Breakdown FM.
Breakdown FM, fresh for the new millennium.
You suckers, 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 suckers.